is gonna talk to you. You're gonna love this kid. All right.
Hey, thanks for holding. Keith.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? How's your Thursday going so far?
We're just getting going.
Just getting going. All right. Well, plenty of time for it to go really well. So hopefully you guys are, you know, do pretty good today. You guys normally work Monday through Friday, or is it you guys have weekends?
Occasionally.
Got it. Yeah, it makes sense. I like to call today Friday Eve. So it's my day before Friday. It gets me excited. So I figured I'd try to help you out. But if you guys work weekends, then probably not so much. I know you're speaking with Angela. She actually does a great job of explaining everything as far as like the program goes. I know she sent you over to me for pricing, and I definitely want to help you guys out. But before I do, just want to double check. Do you have any questions or concerns about like the program or like what we can do to bring you guys more business, anything like that?
I don't have any questions.
No, got it. Okay, that's good for me. If you have any questions, obviously let us know. But have you tried Google like marketing before? Have you done this before?
Yes, I've done an SEO program before.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. Did you choose another company to do it, or did you like try doing it yourself?
I've done both directions.
Both directions. Got it. Okay. And I'm assuming at this point, if you tried it before, you did it, and another company's done it, are you looking to maybe do it again, or what happened the last time? Did you stop using like another company, or did you stop doing it yourself?
I think COVID got in the way once, and I went another direction as far as what I wanted to do for a living.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it.
The fencing, because it's always been there.
So got
right it. Right now, I'm just interested in what would be the cost? Is it going to be in my budget?
Got it. Perfect. Okay, cool. Yeah. We could definitely help you for sure. I did find your Google business profile here. So that's why I was asking those questions, to see if like somebody set it up. Looks like you got 2 reviews, 4 stars. Also looks like you have a Yelp account as well, possibly even Angie. So it looks like you've tried a couple of different marketing before.
Yeah. Angie's was, to me, the way they run that, it's a scam. I don't get to choose on the leads they give me, and so many unqualified leads. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
I had to go to court against them. So.
Oh, yeah, you got to join the club, because they have a class action lawsuit, which I'm sure you're probably aware of. And that happened in, I think, late 22 going into 23. That ended up happening. I don't want to talk bad about their company. It's just, it's public information. It's public knowledge at this point. But yeah, they were kind of,
yes.
COVID is what, to be honest with you, Keith, COVID is what really crushed those companies, because whenever you have to go to a company to pay them and then your resources are dictated off of that company, they're more inclined to send you things, right, that may or may not be more beneficial to you, right? They just want to make sure they make a quick buck by selling the lease. So they'll sell it to you and like 9 other businesses in your area, and you guys have to battle it out. You know, those companies typically don't care, because they're getting paid 9 times. You know, for you guys, though,
yeah,
it's, you know, you're not these aren't qualified leads, right? And that's why people transition to Google. And I know you're pretty familiar with how Google works, and I'll wrap that up into a nutshell. But, you know, hiring us, basically what we do is that we get you directly on the front page of Google. We keep you on the front page of Google. We actually don't work with your competitors at all. The actual reason that we're calling you is because there's a position available on the first page of Google in your area. We could cover up to 50 miles of where you're at. And I know you're in Alvin, Texas. So 50-mile radius from Alvin, Texas, if you want it. We'll make sure that we can do it up to 15 different keywords as well. So obviously I know you do fencing, and I know you do a little construction. So you let us know what jobs you want to be found for. We get you on the first page. Like you probably experienced before, the people that are going to call you are literally people that have to search those terms in order to find you, in order to call you. Those are qualified leads. It's an unlimited call service, so you don't have to pay for call, click, or lead. It's a flat rate. We don't have any contracts either. There's no contract. It's month to month, canceling at any time. You know, we are a performance-based business. So if you're investing money each month into us, well, we got to perform as well. That's why we don't have any contracts. We want to make sure as a business owner you have that ability to say, hey, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You could either take over yourself, choose another company, so on and so forth, right? For your area, while I was talking, I was actually pulling up the pricing. I mean, there is a ton of people that are in your area, especially when it comes to like fencing and construction. You're typically looking at like $4.99 a month in order to have us market you on there. Now we are able to apply some legacy credits and it's the beginning of the year. So we're typically applying discounts just because this is all tax write-off. It all comes up as Google marketing. Typically people are calling in. It's our busiest time of the month. So we definitely want to help people out as much as we could. I'm able to actually bring that down to only $249 a month. So there's a few things that's actually involved in that $249, which is everything we just mentioned about Google. I know you're familiar with that. But we'll also make sure that you're covered for Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We do all of your content creation. We do all the photos, videos, all the descriptions. Obviously, if you have like certain descriptions you want us to use, well, obviously we'll use those, but we handle everything for you. We make sure that if anybody's searching on an iPhone, Android, tablet, you know, it doesn't really matter, desktop, computer, as long as they're searching for a service that we have for one of those 15 keywords that you want to be found for, we're going to make sure your business pops up. That's first and foremost. The second one is, I know you have a 4-star review. It's actually perfect. Anything 4 stars and up is good. We can help you get better reviews as well. You only have 2 reviews, 2. That's better than 0. So you're definitely off to a great start. Once we get you on the first page, we can even help you with like reviews, because there's even one here. It's like a 1-star rating on Yelp. So one of our jobs is while we're marking your business and we're like pushing everything lower and getting you to the top of the page, kind of buries those, bad reviews, I guess you would say that I see here on Yelp. Now, when it comes to a website, you don't have one on the Google Business Profile. Did you ever have one before, or you guys weren't even interested? I knew you've been around for a while, so.
I did have one before, and I am interested in building another one.
Okay. I don't know how much time you have in your hands to sit there and build one, or if you want to hire somebody else to do it for you, but in this plan, I can include a website for you. That website that I include, it's a professional site. It's professionally built. We'll edit, maintain it, and do all the marketing for you as well. We connect it directly to your Google Business Profile. Obviously, you'll have input, right? If you built the website before, had, you know, a hand in at least the site, you could tell us, you know, what you want it to look like. You could give us examples. You could tell us, you know, what's your favorite colors. You could obviously have a ton of pictures, I'm sure. You can give it to us. We'll go ahead and add it to a gallery, right? So those two things already. So one is Google. The second thing is the website. And then the third thing actually is going to be Facebook advertisements. So have you guys ever dove into the world of Facebook? You ever tried using it for advertisements or anything like that?
That's pretty much all I do at the moment.
Oh, for real? Oh, good. Okay, nice. All right. Well, not saying that you have to stop. Are you doing paid advertisements, or are you just using your Facebook business page to like make posts?
I boost a couple of things. I make, let's see, I just made a plan. So I think last month I just made some random posts, maybe like 5.
Okay.
I boosted one of them, and then I had.
Yeah, I see that.
General that I. That
yeah,
I
call now. Got it. Perfect. Yeah, I'm while you're talking, I'm actually looking at your Facebook business page. Yeah, look, the stuff that I'm seeing here, you guys do great work. I mean, this is the stuff that people need to start seeing. So what we can do for you, I'm not telling you to stop. You can continue doing what you're doing on Facebook if you want to make your own posts. But I would say don't pay for anything anymore, because we'll actually manage that portion of it for you. So what's included in the $249 is actual paid advertisements. The algorithm works pretty similar to how Facebook, Google works as well. It goes off of keywords. It goes off of geographical location. And then what we do is that we target people specifically that was only looking for some type of fencing or some type of construction or general construction work, you know, whatever keywords you want to be found for. Once we do that, as people are scrolling on their Facebook, they're going to see those advertisements. It's pretty similar to a boost, just the boost is a little bit more of a quick get it on there, make some changes, boost it to people in the area, and kind of hope for the best. This is more of a targeting experience, and we do that on a month-to-month basis. So it'll have the same button. Like right now, I see one that says click the call now. It'll be basically the same thing. You'll give them an option to click the call. They can visit the profile. They'll visit the website. They'll visit your Google Business profile, the whole nine yards, right? So it allows them. That's another opportunity for you guys to get a lead. So those are really the three things that we're able to do for you here, Keith, which is Google, Facebook, and the website as well. Before I kind of move forward here, I just want to obviously double check. Do you have any questions or concerns? Has everything I've been saying so far been making sense?
Everything makes sense. Yes.
Got it.
No questions.
Perfect. All right. And, you know, honestly, the last thing, Keith, because there's no contracts and because you can cancel at any time, you know, the benefit about working with a company that's a premier channel for Google is that we can't hide anything. Everything we do is all about numbers, right? So we'll get you hooked up with an account manager. In that account manager, very, very simple to read. It's one screen. On that screen, you'll be able to see how many impressions you're getting, meaning how many people are visiting your profiles. You'll be able to see how many people are clicking to call your stuff, how many people are visiting your website, how many, where they're coming from, right? All this data is going to be shown to you, and it'll be shown to you on a monthly basis. You can log in at any point. You can take a look and see what we're doing, right? So we want to make sure that if you're investing the $249, we got to make sure that it's at least making sense to you, right? And obviously, when you combine those three things together, it's the best bang for your buck that you can get. So we're going to make sure that you're able to see everything that we're doing as well then, okay? And that's basically, you know, that's basically it, Keith. I mean, the position is yours if you want it, because there's no contracts. You know, is it something that you're willing to give a shot? That way we can, you know, that way we can at least prove it to you.
I would say yes. I come to mind one question. So a spot came up. Who dropped out?
So just like we would protect your information, you know, we're not going to give if you let, but I'll answer it. I'll answer the question. I just can't give you the person, right? Just for protection reasons. But what we do is that we can only work with one company per industry per area. Once we hire them, let's say you sign up today, that's it. We're not working with no other fencer, no other construction company in your area, period. Let's say you move, which is what happened to the last person that was with us. They actually left. And they actually went to New Jersey. So because they left the area and they went to New Jersey, we're now doing their marketing in New Jersey. They actually got a bigger location. So now we're handling their location there. They did not keep the location here in Texas. They were in this position about a year and 3 months. Once they leave, we get another pre-qualified candidates list from Google. Once we call off of the list, we basically start at the top, work our way down at the bottom. Once we fill the position, we fill it. We move on to the next company in a different state in a different area. So that's quite literally what the reason that we're calling you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know at one time back when I was doing this that I was number one. And so I'd like to be I'd like to see myself get back there, get above Texan and Custard. Custard is a very new company. Texan is a long-term rival, and we've worked together, worked against each other.
Well, you're hitting all the right buttons here, because we only work with one in an area. We're pretty competitive.
I also have other businesses, and if you prove to me that you can get me to number one, then I possibly could use you in these other businesses.
Yeah, so we get people that tell us that all the time, and they're like, hey, let's do 2-3 businesses. And I straight up tell them, I'm like, look, let us do one business. Let us prove that we're able to do what we say that we're going to do. Once we prove that to you, let's say give us a couple of months, then we can start talking about the other companies. They say no problem. And then I keep, you know, obviously I get their information, and I literally just signed somebody's third building up just yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, that's super common. The only thing that we ask for, Keith, is just that one location. Let us prove it to you. We're very competitive. I'm actually glad you said that you have some competition in your area, because I'm going to put that in the notes for our team. And, you know, we're only going to work with you. So we're literally going to be competitive. with everybody else and make sure that we're beating them. And we can cover a 50-mile radius, too, so it's not just directly where you're located. It's a pretty good distance. Is that okay for you? Do you want to do it a little smaller?
Absolutely.
Or? Yeah, okay.
No,
okay.
No, I'm actually in traffic right now on the way to a job that's 45 minutes away from my location, so.
Oh, got it.
We don't have
okay.
a problem traveling.
I was going to say, no problem traveling.
I live all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have subs that live all over.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And FYI, I don't know if it makes a difference. I do bid on, like, government stuff, and I could travel across Texas even.
Oh, got it.
More
so,
about that at another time.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what we can do is we can cover commercial and residential. If you're moving across borders or across states, we can dive into that a little bit later as well. But at least we can get you a bunch of business within that 50-mile radius. If we hit the nail on the head, then we can start talking about other things. You know, I'll be a point of contact for you as well, Keith. I'm not going anywhere. I will admit, I am not the one doing all the heavy lifting. I don't do the marketing side. I'm not smart enough to do that. We have a full account management team that's actually going to handle that for you. But I will be a point of contact for you as well. So even if you have questions, concerns about other locations and how we can help with marketing, shoot me an email. You can call me directly. So it's no problem at all. So, I mean, what do you say? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, perfect. Let's do it. So a few things here that we'll need for Google and then for our account as well. Obviously, we have your first name is Keith. It's K-E-I-T-H. Is that your full name? Is it different? Or?
That's my first name.
First
name,
okay.
My name is Shotwell. That's S-H-O-T-W-E-L-L.
S-H-O-T-W-E-L-L. And what's a good email address for you?
My email is elitefencingpros@gmail.com.
All right. Elite Fencing Pros, P-R-O-S, right?
Yes.
@gmail.com. So Elite Fencing Pros at gmail.com. Oh, I had a space there. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, you were going to say something?
I want to say that I have some type of Google Workspace related to that email. I just haven't used it, so I don't really know what I have. I don't know if it's something that I can link to whatever y'all are going to do later.
It depends. I mean, we can literally do anything Google related. So we can do Google Ads. We could do Google Guarantee. We could do Google My Business. So I'll let the team know. What do you think that you have with Google? Is it like Google Guarantee or Google Ads? What were you doing before?
It wasn't Google Ads.
No. Okay.
I want to say, what was the other thing you said?
Google Guarantee, Google My Business, yeah.
My Business sounds familiar.
Okay. So it's okay, got it. Yeah. I'll let the team know. So that's basically I believe it's probably just going to be your Google Business profile that we have here. Gives you some options to do some marketing. So, okay. Yeah, that's perfect. The address we have for your business is the 5922 Country Road, 172 Alvin, Texas, 77511.
We need to change that.
Perfect. Okay. So let's go ahead. And this is what you want to show up on. Oh, were you? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I have a new physical address for the business.
Perfect. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
375 East Highway 6 in Alvin.
East Highway 6, Alvin, Texas. Perfect. 375 East Highway 6, Alvin, Texas. So this is what you want us to display on Google, right? And is this where, if we have to send anything via mail, you're able to get it there as well, right?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Okay, saving that now. So that's perfect. And your company name, is it Elite Fencing and Construction? Is that the legal name for it? Is there an LLC at the end?
LLC.
Is it Elite Fencing Pros? LLC, okay. All right, perfect. So let's update that. All right, now the fun part here, once I get to the screen, is going to be the jobs you want to be found for, Keith. So you could choose 15 different jobs. Obviously, we'll put fencing. Obviously, I'll put construction on there. But what else do you want to rank on the first page for?
You mean the 15 keywords?
Yeah, the keywords, yep. You could be generic too, so don't worry about that. It's, our team will find a good one.
I can mention, say that again?
So you could be generic too. So some people want to be like, you could be specific, you could be generic, because our team will look at the keywords. They'll see how many people are searching it and they'll find the most popular ones. So you can just let me know what makes sense for your business and then we'll take from there.
Okay. That I would need to circle back to, or you can take off with it and I can come back and say I'd like to add or change. That's possible.
It's 100% possible. So as a matter of fact, you're leading me into my next thing, which is we'll close the listing out today. Once we close it out, you're going to meet our team. It's a phone call. It takes 30 to 45 minutes. During that phone call, that's when they dive into the nitty-gritty of everything. So you'll have plenty of time to think of these keywords. So I put fencing and construction, and then we'll talk to the team a little bit later. If you want some time, we can do it today if you wanted to. I don't know what your schedule looks like. If not, tomorrow's available too. I can take a look and see what we got for tomorrow. So what would be better, today, tomorrow?
Not available today. I'm really booked.
Okay.
Tomorrow is a little iffy in the afternoon, but next week looks a little better.
Next week is better. Okay. Tell me. We could do next week if you want. Obviously, the sooner the better, you know, just move that needle forward a little bit. But Monday, if you want to, we could do it Monday or Friday. Let me see tomorrow. Tomorrow we have the afternoon is open. Do you think that would be okay, or do you want to push it to Monday?
Let's go Monday.
Let's go Monday. Okay, let's be safe. So Monday, let me just get there. Monday is the 22nd. Yeah, we're free all day Monday. So, what do you want? Do you want, we're basically, you guys are central time, right? In Texas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Time, 8 a.m. Yeah, perfect. I was going to say, cause I can get you in there for 8 a.m. if you want it. Just the earliest we can do.
Mondays, it's usually a lot of, just trying to get things up and running, so
yeah,
busy for the first couple hours.
Cool, yeah, so yeah. Typical Monday. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So yeah, I mean, and the call is only 30 to 45 minutes long. It depends on how many questions you have, obviously. So it's not too long, but they'll get in there for you. So that would be. I'll send you an email as well, Keith, that's going to have a reminder. Okay. So however you remind yourself, it'll be Monday 8 a.m., but we're pretty diligent on the reminders too, so we'll make sure that you're good there. And all right. Now, when you go to somebody's – are you currently licensed and insured? Are you licensed or insured?
License are not required in the state of Texas. I am insured.
All right, so no license, insured is good. And we're going to be handling the Facebook business page, right?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. And then we're building you the website, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And when you go to somebody's house to accept payment, how do you accept it? Is it cash, check, credit? Do you do like Zelle, Venmo? Okay. Cash, check, debit, credit.
Well, then, no, I don't like Cash App, but.
No, okay. It's whatever you accept. Yep. Do you do Zelle?
Yeah. Yes. Zelle is awesome.
I know. That's why I asked. Every business owner I've talked to so far in the last like 3 months, oddly enough, everyone I sign up, they're like, Zelle's great, Zelle's great. So I've actually been telling newer businesses, you know, I just signed somebody up yesterday. He was in business for literally his first month. I said, think about Zelle. Everybody's saying it's good. So, yeah, I heard it's pretty good. Call tracking. Let's see. You don't have a domain name, right, for the business? Like a domain name like Walmart.com, Amazon.com. You don't have one of those by any chance, or we have to create one for you, like a .com for you?
That may take a little bit of homework on my end.
Okay, that's fine.
Like I said, I have something. I don't exactly know what it is.
Okay, no problem. If, let's say worst case scenario, you can't find it. Yep, Yep, exactly. Yeah, our team will remind you too. But if, worst case scenario, you can't find it or whatever, and you don't know, like, you know, if you have it or it's no longer available, we can create one for you. But obviously, we'll use the one that you want.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, when it comes to the payment, there's going to be, I have to read off a voice verification. It kind of just outlines everything we've talked about. But because this does come up as a tax write-off, we do recommend if you have a business card, that'd be perfect. Keep everything in line. If not, any other debit or credit card will work too. So the address that you want to put for the billing on the account, is it the 375 East Highway 6 or was it the old one?
The old one.
5922 Country Road, that one?
Yes.
Okay, let me change that real quick. Alvin, Texas, 77511. So 5922 Country Road, 122. Perfect. All right, and the name on the card, is it your first and last name? Is it? Does it have the business name on it?
Yes, both.
Both, okay. And whenever you're ready, we'll do, is it a MasterCard, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
Whenever you're in a safe spot, we'll do the card number expiration and then three digits on the back.
4034. 9100. 5761. 2048. Expiration 0726. Code is 428.
All right, I'm going to get you a security question here. This is going to be specifically for us as Local Splash. I'll explain to you what it's for. But there's three questions. You get to choose one. So you let me know which one to make the most sense. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Okay, and if you can just say Austin. And spell that for me.
Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N.
Yeah, Austin, Texas?
Yes.
Wow, so you've been in Texas your whole life. Have you ever lived in any other state before, or has it always been Texas?
New York. I lived in New York State.
Oh, gotcha. I bet you came probably running back, huh?
Yeah, I was real little. My dad worked for NASA and got transferred up there for a short time.
Oh, no way. NASA? Dang. Okay. That's a... Not a common thing to hear. So that's awesome. So you guys probably traveled a lot. Did you travel around a lot, or is he just moved to that location and not really too much?
We traveled around a lot, but it was, you know, mostly in Texas.
Mostly in Texas. Got it. Okay. Yeah, and I appreciate it. I'm just buying some time here. I'm just adding D249 on here, and then I'm getting ready for this voice verification. So I'm going to reach off the voice verification. It's literally to outline everything we went over, so I can apologize for reiterating some of this stuff, but it's basically just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Anytime you have a question or concern about what I'm going over, just stop. Just ask me. I'll be more than happy to obviously reiterate it or explain it again. All right? You ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right, perfect. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Elite Fencing and Construction, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Keith Shotwell, owner.
And are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. Now, obviously, to get the results as fast as possible, we're going to want to make sure that you're actively involved in your campaign. So you may get some calls once we start getting you a ton of calls. You may get some people claiming that they're us because you're now on the first page. So you'll know that you're talking to us because we gave that security question, okay? So that's how we're going to verify to make sure we're all on the same page and you're not giving any information out to somebody that's not us, right? I'm going to send you a text message that has our phone number. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Say it again, the last part. You, so if somebody from your company calls, they're going to ask for a security question first?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you'll know that you're talking to us because we're going to ask you for the security question. Yes. So that'll protect you from anybody saying that they're claim. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you'll be on the first page, so people kind of want to piggyback. So, but yeah, but either way, what we'll do is I'm going to send you a phone number, a text message that has our number on it. It's an 877 number. It's going to have my direct extension and my email. I want you to save that phone number whenever you get a chance, because when we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's just to move the needle forward to get you ranking, obviously, quicker. So, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
All right, and your payment is going to be today. That's going to be 118 of 24 in the amount of 249. All right, that's going to stay the exact same. It does not go up and it does not go down. It's always going to be 249. So that means that your next payment is going to be the 18th of February and then March 18th, so on and so forth. It's always going to be 249. As I stated earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support. It's the same number, the 877 number I'm going to send you, same exact number you get in contact with us, okay? Again, you can speak to me directly if you want. All we want is to make sure that you can call us within 3 days of your billing cycle so we can stop it, okay? We even have a pause feature here too, so just keep in mind, Keith, that, you know, let's say you guys are getting a little overwhelmed with work, you're pretty far out. If you want to pause it, call us. We'll pause it. We won't charge you. We obviously won't do your marketing anymore, but that gives you some time to catch up. Once you catch up, you call us. We can hit the play button again and start your marketing all over again, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, do you agree and understand the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, a few things that you're going to get. I know, are you still driving right now? Are you, like, stuck in traffic?
I'm driving. I'm about 2 minutes from my destination.
Perfect. We're actually done right now. So the only thing that was sent to you is in your email, is the receipt and documentation going over what we went over today. You're also going to get a text message as well. In that text message, there'll be a link. If you click on that link, you can read the terms and conditions. At the bottom, you'll be able to sign them. You can do that whenever you want. You know, if you have to get to your job, obviously do that first. That's going to be more important. But, you know, whenever you get a chance, if you want to sign the terms and conditions, that'd be perfect. And then I got you already scheduled in there for Monday. That's 8 a.m. You'll get another email kind of confirming everything as far as the time goes then, okay?
8 a.m. is the email confirmation, because we said 10.
Was it 10?
Unless,
I have it here.
Unless you're in a different time zone.
I am in a different time zone, because we're in Fountain Valley, California. So we're right next to you guys. But you guys are central time, right?
Okay. That's correct.
Yeah, so that's my fault, because it's 8 o'clock here for me. So you want 10 a.m., right?
Okay. I want, 10 a.m. on my end.
Okay, I just fixed that. Thank you. I appreciate that. So that'd be 10 a.m. because it's 10:23 there now, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. Yep. So just to clarify, it'd be 10 a.m. your time. I'm going to send you an email that has that information as well. That's the 30 to 45 minute phone call. So once you go through with them, you're basically all set. Do you have any other questions for me?
I do not.
Perfect. All right. Well, like I said, enjoy the rest of your day. You know, I know you're headed to a job site right now. I'm going to send you a text message here shortly that has my information and that phone number that's on it. So if you ever have to get back to me, you'll have the ability to do so then, okay?
951.
It's going to be an 877 number that, in the text message that I send you, that's the number that I'm going to have you save.
Okay. So don't save this 951 number, save 877 number.
Yeah, so like for instance, if you're okay, I just sent you the text message right now. So as soon as it pops in, okay, yeah, open that one up. You'll see in there's an 877 number. That's the number that you're going to want to save, because that's our main headquarters phone number. My extension's on there as well, and then that way, if you ever call in, you could just get to me directly, or you can ask to speak to me. Either one works.
Got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Very exciting here, Keith. You know, I'm excited to show you what we're able to do. You know, let us prove to at least at this one location. And then, like I said, we can talk about the other ones as well later on. But give us a month or two to kind of show you what we're able to do. And we'll take it from there. You have yourself a great rest of your day then. Okay, Keith?
All right. Appreciate it. You too.
Yeah. No problem. Mm-hmm. Bye.